Now, high-tech solutions to help older drivers. By the year 2030, nearly 20% of drivers in the U.S. will be over the age of 65. The oldest drivers, along with teenagers, have the highest rates of fatal accidents. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports on innovations to help older people drive longer and more safely.
Toni Mirage knew something had to be done. After her 87-year-old friend and neighbor had three fender benders in a few months, it was only a matter of time before somebody got hurt. Eventually, the friend was convinced to give up her license, but her safety has come at a high price.
Now she doesn't get to go anywhere. It's the most beautiful part of the year for her. Her favorite time was always chasing the colors, and nobody even thinks to call her.
Losing the right to drive is a big deal, especially in this country. Some automakers want to give people better options than public transit. We lose all sorts of abilities as we age, like being able to turn our necks to see what's coming in the blind spot. More than a decade ago, Ford Motor Company developed a special aging suit to help designers feel and understand what it's like to be old. It's a jumpsuit with heavy, inflexible pads at the joints and neck. Ford's Wes Sherwood says it adds about 30 years to your body.
And the idea is, how can we have our young designers and engineers feel what it's like to have some of the limitations that many in the country have?
But today, Ford learns a lot more about the needs of older drivers in its virtual environment lab. Inside the dark room, people sit down inside a special car frame with movable parts that can be adjusted to simulate any new car design. Lab manager Elizabeth Barron helps the test driver put on special gloves and goggles.
You wear computer screens on your eyes that have left and right stereo view, and then you'll have a virtual representation of your hands, so you'll see these hands move when your hands move.
It's very Star Trek. The goggles instantly plunge you into a virtual world of streets and cars and pedestrians. On a computer, researchers can see exactly what the older driver sees and fix any problems. It's pretty Star Trek at General Motors, too.
So this works on a transparent phosphor technology that's coated onto the windscreen, onto the windshield.
That's GM's Thomas Seder. He works at the company's human-machine interface division, which is developing a windshield to help older drivers compensate for vision loss and slower reaction times. Images can appear on the glass, similar to the lines drawn on a football field on TV to highlight plays. The windshield can draw an outline around a road sign or the sides of the road in heavy fog. With infrared sensors, a small red icon of a deer could pop up just before the animal jumps in front of your car.
So you could take evasive action if you needed to.
It will be at least 6 years before this windshield comes to market. But other technologies are available now, like radar-assisted blind spot detection. Of course, all this work doesn't mean we'll never have to give up the keys, but most of us may be able to keep driving more safely and a lot longer than we do now. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor, Michigan.